This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Ben Roethlisberger. Ben, what about this? You know, I need to know. Ben Roethlisberger, how do you feel about this football team?
There's no offense wins or defense wins. The team wins. And that's what's important about this team, is that we do it together, all three phases. Offensively, we can't turn it over. That starts with me, and we got to score points.
Okay, it does. Now, they have scored points. They've played well. They've played well on both sides, or at least they've played well enough to be the lone undefeated team in the National Football League. So as I look at this right now, I decided early this morning, I'm going to go over, Chris, everybody talks about power rankings. So I'm going to look at all the power rankings, right? Or at least a bunch of them. NFL.com has Kansas City number one. ESPN has the Steelers number one. Yahoo has Pittsburgh number three behind Kansas City and Baltimore. You have USA Today, Pittsburgh's number one. You have Pro Football Focus, Pittsburgh's number four. Sports Illustrated, Pittsburgh's number one, right? The Steelers are number one or number two in a lot of these. I have a neighbor I was talking to on Monday, and I said, he was talking about power rankings. And I'm like, people are just married to these things. And he said something, then I heard Paul Zeiss say almost the exact same thing the other night. He said to me, as long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy and he's playing and he's out there for the Kansas City Chiefs, I can't put the Pittsburgh Steelers ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs in these power rankings. And I was like, I really don't even pay attention all that much to power rankings, but I do think it's a decent discussion. Do we pay attention to what the national media says? Do we pay attention to power rankings? And do we absorb a lot more stuff when the Steelers are playing well? Because I seem to think we wrap ourselves around all this kind of stuff in times like these.
And I think in particular, where we're at in this season, the way things are going right now, because the Steelers are the lone undefeated team and aren't necessarily the top team in a lot of different outlets, quote-unquote power rankings, that it makes us pay attention to it even more than we would in any other given year where the Steelers are playing well. Because there's, and I said this at the beginning of the week, the Steelers will never buy into this. They'll always come from the more humble route of, oh, we need to do whatever we can to be better, and oh, we didn't play well in the second half. And but there should be a major disrespect avenue to this thing. And I don't want to go all Pat Narduzzi on it like he did when they didn't get ranked or when they fell in the rankings after winning a game. But they're the only undefeated team left in the league. And people are saying in some circles that they're only third or fourth best in the league. And for me, as statistically driven as I am, and we've gone back and forth over that before, you have a very hard time making an argument for any of those one-loss teams, especially a two-loss team like Tampa, making an argument for one of those teams being better than an undefeated team that doesn't circle back around to that team that you're arguing for. Like, it becomes an argumentative loop, essentially, because you're saying, well, yeah, but. And so, for me, I just look at the record and I say, well, they're the only team that's got a zero under the L. They're number one for me.
I can, though, get on board with you being the undefeated team and not necessarily being the best team. I can. I still think that if they, and it goes like this, if they matched up right now, if you played a football game on Sunday and they played against the Kansas City Chiefs, are you confident that the Pittsburgh Steelers would beat the Kansas City Chiefs? I don't know. I don't know if I would bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm not confident that either team would beat the other. How about that? Like, I'm not. I don't have to lean either direction, I don't think, in a mythical Steelers-Chiefs matchup until we actually get there. And I think the Chiefs are definitely the team, for me, that you could make the best argument about them being number one in the power rankings, whoever's power rankings we're talking about, over the Steelers. But then you look at the fact that they lost by 11, I think it was, to the Raiders at home. It's just, you can make an argument for every single team that someone's going to try to build up as the best team in football right now and say, well, yeah, but.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's an interesting time, and I'll tell you what I've also noticed whenever you get into power rankings, when your team is playing well, it feels like, and this is not unlike every other fan base, but I feel like it's a big trait here in Pittsburgh. You almost look for, as I went through these power rankings, you look for something to be offended about. You want to look at, like I pointed out, Pro Football Focus having the Steelers fourth. That's something that the fan, not the team, forget about the locker room, they don't care. The fan base wants to rally around being slighted. Just as you pointed out, the disrespect factor. They eat that up. If they see the Steelers are number one, they're like, yeah, okay. Wait a minute. Yeah. Somebody has them third. Let's blast this dude with emails. Let's dox his whole life. Let's do all that. And it's kind of a neat thing to see the way that people look at it and the way that people say, I can't believe you would slight us. They're as strong in that regard in terms of the power rankings, wanting to do that, than wanting to celebrate in things. I promise you.
Oh, yeah. It's like when college football rankings come out in a normal year, you know, or when the playoff rankings come out on a Tuesday night in a normal college football season, and everybody immediately starts arguing about the legitimacy of this one loss team being ahead of this undefeated team or whatever it may be, whatever. It's part of why we love sports is the ability to argue over every little thing. And I think in this instance, power rankings ultimately are a very little thing, because ultimately we get a game this Sunday that if you're mad about the Ravens being ahead of the Steelers in a power ranking, as I just was a minute ago, well,
yes,
don't worry about it. It'll get settled on the field.
But it's, and it brings into focus again for me, all those things that aren't the games, where the NFL gives us so much to talk about. So much. The NFL's official arm does power rankings in NFL.com, and it just gives us so much to talk about that aren't the games. That's why it's the best league in the world. For me, it is. It's just, it's incredible.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.